AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Biden administration is set to boost the federal response to the monkeypox outbreak, which has now infected more than 6,600 Americans. Saga Magani has the details.
Two people familiar with the matter say the U.S. will declare a public health emergency, which would free federal funding and resources to fight the virus. That comes amid criticism over the pace of vaccine availability, with clinics in places like New York and San Francisco saying they simply don't have enough doses to meet demand. The White House says it has made more than a million doses available and helped boost testing capacity. Monkeypox spreads through prolonged and close skin-to-skin contact and may cause fever, body aches, chills, fatigue, and pimple-like bumps. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
China says it's conducted precision missile strikes in the Taiwan Strait as part of military exercises following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Japan says five of the missiles landed inside its exclusive economic zone, and it's protested to Beijing. Basketball star Brittany Griner told a Russian court today bringing cannabis oil into the country was an honest mistake.
I've never meant to hurt anybody. I've never meant to put in jeopardy the Russian population. I've never meant to break any laws here.
The judge sentenced her to 9 years for drug possession and smuggling. President Biden calls the verdict and punishment unacceptable. The Justice Department has charged four Louisville police officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death with civil rights violations. Attorney General Merrick Garland says they provided false information while seeking a warrant for a raid on her apartment.
Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
Jurors in the sentencing trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz toured the still blood-spattered rooms of Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School today. This is AP News. Toyota's profit is down as the chips shortage keeps customers waiting. Rita Foley has a closer look.
Toyota's profit fell nearly 18% in the past few months when compared to a year ago. That semiconductor shortage is slamming the auto industry, affecting production. Rising material costs also hurt Toyota's bottom line. Toyota's apologizing to customers who've been waiting for their cars after putting in orders. Some have waited so long the vehicle went through a model change in the meantime. Electric vehicles, which need many chips, have been the worst hit by the global chip crunch. Still, Toyota is reporting a quarterly profit of $5.5 billion. I'm Rita Foley.
And the trading app company Robinhood Markets is cutting nearly a quarter of its workforce. That's on the heels of a 9% layoff earlier this year. The cuts come as falling cryptocurrency prices and a turbulent stock market keep most customers off its trading app. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.